This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. So Percussion finds the music in tin cans, chalkboards, toy pianos, ringtones, and mallets. We're listening to their performance of music from the Mallet Quartet by minimalist composer Steve Reich. We spoke to So Percussion about music for trains. That was a site-specific sound installation in train cars moving between Saxton's River and Brattleboro, Vermont. They're back in the area to perform tomorrow night at the Hop and from Dartmouth. And two members of the group are joining us right now. Adam Slewinski and Eric Beach are with us. Hello, Adam.
Hey.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, how's it going?
Just fine. Great to have you back on Word of Mouth. And of course, we give props to the two other members of the band, Josh Quillen and Jason Truding. I kind of imagine you guys, you know, driving around, doing rehearsals, just drumming on things all the time. Is it really like that?
Kind of, but you can actually get pretty sick of each other if it's just that a lot. I think maybe when we were younger, it was a little more drumming on everything. I think now it's a little more sort of a lot of listening to what's around us. We've been doing a lot of John Cage-inspired stuff this year, and I think that's been having us all kind of walking around, just listening to a whole bunch of different stuff around us.
Yeah, I actually read a review of your performance at the John Cage Centennial. This was last month at Zenkel Hall in New York City. Now, I also read that you encourage people to turn up their ringtones. Did you work them into the performance?
Yeah, that particular instruction was part of a piece that this guy Dan Deacon composed that we played as part of the concert, and he had a whole list of instructions for the audience. One of which was to set an alarm on your phone, but there was a lot of people switching seats with each other and trying to play music on their phones and making different sounds, whooshing sounds with their voices and stuff like that.
Did it work?
Totally.
Oh, man, it was totally awesome.
It was awesome.
Well, it must be a bit of a crapshoot on something like that. I mean, you must have to react fairly quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, with all of this Cage stuff, we've been trying really hard to honor the experimental spirit of what Cage did. And John Cage used to define an experimental piece or an experimental process as one in which the outcome is not completely decided or not sure. And so every time we were doing a piece with the audience or something like that, it totally depends on the night, the crowd, all kinds of things. But we thought that was a really fun way to honor what he was all about.
Well, you know, apropos of that, there is also a very, very funny photo of all of you hunched over on stage over a cactus.
In the New York Times, no less.
Yeah. Oh, we like our cactuses.
What were you doing?
Yeah, we were playing that piece with this group, Matmos, an electronic duo based out of Baltimore. And we released a whole album with them last year. And that album, each piece on the album is made out of different materials. So there's one that's all aluminum. There's one that's all ceramics. There's one that has a lot of sounds from water. And that one is all sounds from a cactus. So when we do it live, we play a live cactus and we get as many sounds as we can out of that. And then Martin and Drew from Matmos are doing some manipulation in real time and playing back some pre-recorded from our dearly departed first cactus, Murray.
He didn't make it.
What happened to Murray, Eric?
Well, there's some speculation that Murray might have been murdered cacticide.
He might have been overwatered, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'd love to hear one of the tracks because, you know, it's just too sad to go down the Murray this Murray story. experimental electronic outfit Matmos that you worked with, here's one of the tracks from the album written by So Percussion, and this is Water from the album Treasure State.
Thank you.
That's Water, written by So Percussion, from a collaboration with the electronic outfit Matmos. Tell me a little bit about that. You know, someone must have been playing water, banging water drum.
Yeah, well, and let me first give a quick shout out to the trumpet that you hear on that track is the fantastic jazz trumpeter Dave Douglas.
Oh, is it?
Who came in for that session on that track. And then we've since, last year, we made a whole record with Dave Douglas on his label Greenleaf. So yeah, that was kind of fun to hear him on there as well. But yeah, for that piece, that I believe is Martin Schmidt from Matmos playing the water in the bucket. And that was a cool moment to come into the piece, actually, when we drop everything out and he just splashes around a little bit and then kind of everything else comes in. Yeah, I mean, I think in the Cajun spirit, you know, the sound of water is can be a lovely sound, so why not incorporate it in some way?
I'm wondering about collaborations like this. Adam, you've been with the group the longest, almost 10 years. Yeah. Now there's so much remixing, you know, electronica, experimental music being made. Has interest in percussion ensembles grown in that time?
I think so. I mean, it certainly has in the last 100 years when it was more or less invented in Western music. But in the last 10 years, even, yeah, since I've been doing this with So, it's been really cool and interesting to see how much the culture has opened up to so many different ideas. And in our world, the sort of contemporary classical world, I can really credit groups like the Kronos Quartet, even though they're not percussionists, mm-hmm. or Bang on a Can, some of these groups that a couple decades ago or a few decades ago, they were really pushing for this idea that, hey, you know, we can all get along with a bunch of different influences and ideas and coming from different places. And I think just in our time, we just took that inspiration and ran with it. And it's been really fun.
And now you're doing education programs like the So Percussion Summer Institute. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Summer Institute was sort of a crazy idea that we came up with about 4 years ago. And we were talking to some friends who were interested in doing something over the summer. And at first we were like, man, wouldn't it be awesome to just go somewhere beautiful and play percussion music for a couple of weeks? And we've had an awesome connection with the music department at Princeton. We've actually worked with a bunch of the composers there. Steve Mackey, Paul Lansky, and Dan Truman in the music department there have all written large, you know, 30-plus minute pieces for the group. And they had hosted a percussion festival by this marimba player, Nancy Zeltzman, in the past, so they weren't afraid of it. They knew, okay, a bunch of percussionists are going to invade with a bunch of crazy instruments. But they basically handed over their music building to us for 2 weeks in the summer of 2009 was the first one. Yeah, mm-hmm. So this year is going to be the fourth one, and we've had such an amazing crew of students. Actually, now we've got students from the first festival who formed an ensemble and are probably going to come back this year to play for the current students. And it's cool that we can kind of see our own,
yeah,
you know, our own lineage
planted the
happening.
Seed. That's amazing. Well, let's hear a little bit more of what you do. And this is a selection from It Is Time Part 1, Metronome. Now, this is composed by Steve Mackey, who you mentioned, and performed by So Percussion. That's So Percussion performing a piece by Steve Mackey. Eric Slewinski and Eric Beach from So Percussion are with me. Anything that you want to tell me about that piece? There's so many different elements at the same time.
Yeah, well, I think that's a movement where Eric is really active, so he can tell you more about what's going on in it. But I would say really quickly, we're really excited that whole piece is going to be sort of the feature on our concert tomorrow night here at Dartmouth at the Hopkins Center. And so that piece unfolds for 40 more minutes into all kinds of crazy stuff. But this particular movement is one that features Eric as a soloist.
Eric, what about it?
Well, Steve kind of wanted to write for whatever each of us wanted to play. And for the other guys, Josh is an amazing steel pan player, Jason's an amazing drum set player, and Adam's an amazing marimba player. So it was just natural for all of them. And I was like, man, I don't know exactly what I want Steve to write for. So I went through this long process of sending crazy sounds to Steve and him picking out things. And, you know, I sent him this analog metronome. And I was just imagining things, you know, like the metronome could be going in the background or stuff like that. And then he sent back this idea of this digital delay on the metronome. And we've spent hours trying to get these analog metronomes set perfectly straight so that when the digital delay is happening, you get exactly the right rhythm that part of the movement is based on. Mm. But also there's a bunch of kind of like bells, Noah bells, an SD organ. Musical saw a whole bunch of stuff.
SD organs from Southern Vermont.
From Southern Vermont. I remember you guys talking about kind of discovering them. And I'm reading about some of the instruments you play. Melodica synthesizer, also fish toy water, we heard. And, of course, the amplified cactus. I mean, how do you decide what makes an instrument?
Oh, man. I mean, I guess the short answer is that anything could potentially be an instrument that makes a sound. And what ends up happening is, you know, our studio in Brooklyn is just floor-to-ceiling, kind of packed with weird and crazy and fun stuff. It's sort of like Santa's workshop or something. And you just play with stuff, and you end up finding something that feels good or that you can make a piece out of or that you think sounds interesting. And it's, you know, the other day my girlfriend was saying to me, you know, you're the only person I know who gets up in the morning and goes and does something like this. And I was like, yeah, you know, I guess that's true. I feel good about that.
Well, it's cool because, you know, a lot of times we give composers ideas and then they come back with something we never would have thought of. For this Oscar Bettison piece that we're going to premiere on Friday, he came to us with the idea of these chromatic tuning forks and then said, hey, I think we could do this. And we tried it out. And then we just messed around with them in our studio, and we were kind of like, actually, this thing works even better, and it led to this whole different direction for the piece. There's kind of a cool back and forth that can happen.
I'm just wondering if either of you ever, you know, just want to pound out a glam rock drum solo, you know, lay down a 4/4 beat. Is that
it's happened. Absolutely. It's happened. And in some of our work with Matmos, you know, they use a lot more references to pop music in their own music than we do. And so working with them has sometimes given us, because, you know, we all went to like, you know, very wonderful, but like classical music conservatory. So it's hard for us to break something like that out sometimes, but they were so unashamed of it that when we work with them, we get to do it sometimes.
Well, Adam Sawinski, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
And Eric Beach, thank you too.
Yeah, thank you.
Adam Sawinski and Eric Beach are half of the group So Percussion. Josh Quillen and Jason Truding fill out the quartet. You can see all of them perform tomorrow night. They're playing a variety of original and commissioned selections, including Steve Mackey's It Is Time, which we're listening to, and Steve Reich's Mallet Quartet at the Spalding Auditorium in Dartmouth. You'll find more information about So Percussion and the show at wordofmouthradio.org. And thanks for spending some time with us today on Word of Mouth. Of course, you can always reach us online at wordofmouthradio.org. Follow us on Facebook or on Twitter. I'm Virginia Prescott, inviting you to join us again next week for Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.